Lord, but we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you had the ability, Lord, and you had the resources to pay for that debt in full. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that that debt, Lord, is being stroked off, even accounts, even tonight. All over the world, people's debts are being cleared because the mercy of the Lord endures forever. And Lord, you're willing, Lord Jesus, to save all them that will come on to you.
Yes.
Lord, indeed you're calling, Lord. And we just pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll help us, Lord, to be mindful of those in our families that's not yet saved. Lord, to continually bring them before your throne of grace, that the Holy Ghost will convict their hearts of sin. And Lord Jesus, that you'll grant them repentance and that you'll indeed save them. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in the knowledge of sins forgiven tonight. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for it's a wonderful thing to know. And it's also a wonderful feeling to have our sins remitted. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this evening that we can call upon you at any time of the day or night. Lord, all over the world, Lord, believers are calling upon your name. And Lord Jesus, you're not in any ways diminished. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayer tonight. And Lord, we just ask you this evening, Lord, that as we're here, Lord, it's another new day from the last time we're here. And there's new problems arise every day, Lord. We are dust, we're corruptible creatures. And every day, Lord Jesus, we're needing something. Lord, we're needing help every day. And Lord, we say the truth. Lord, we couldn't live our lives without you, Lord. Lord, without you, Lord, life would just be vanity and destruction. But Lord, we thank you that you're the very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, you can deliver us, Lord. You can help us through, Lord. Lord, you can meet the needs. And Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to meet our needs. For Lord, we say you are our Heavenly Father. And we know, Lord, your word says that if one of your children ask you for bread, would you give him a stone? And Lord, we know, Lord Jesus Christ, that you wouldn't do that. But Lord, your word says that you give the Holy Ghost to them that ask and believe you, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, even this evening, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, to obey your word this evening. Lord, help us, Lord, to obey in spirit and in truth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you'll pour out your spirit upon each one tonight. Lord, help us, Lord, this evening, while we're here together for a time of prayer, Lord, that we'll remember our loved ones, Lord, and pray intercessory prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that even we will pray for our own selves, grant us a closer walk with you in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Lord, help us, Lord, when we read your word, speak to us through your word. Every time, Lord, we open your word, speak to us through your word, Lord. Give us revelation of yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. And may the Holy Ghost, Lord, teach us all things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, we just ask you now that you'll pour out your spirit upon this service, upon each and every one. For God's glory we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Can we sing another hymn, praise God? Can we sing that one? I suppose we'll guess we'll think about it. Sam saying redeemed, I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Number 369. I'll just go back to the old fashioned way. I see this coming on now. Look at this. Well, we'll attack in Jesus' time and see how it goes.
Redeem all I have we
think it was Wondrous Grace. I think it's in the KFC town. I'm not so sure. But well, that anyway. I know not why, but Wondrous Grace to me hath made known. For a while worthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I
of Betty's testimony. Many saw it.
Amen.
Praise God. I think maybe you saw it before too, John, did you, years ago? Brother Hart was telling me they had that testimony years ago in the old church on tape and everything. But I'm telling you, it was some testimony. You know, the bit that amazed me most of all was that Jesus told that wee girl the date and the time it's going to heal her. And he told her mother as well. The date and the time. And why couldn't the Lord have healed her when he first came to her? But he didn't. He never healed her when he first came to her. And he could have, but he didn't. And he told her when he would heal her, and he healed her on the date and the time when he told her. And you know, when Lazarus was dead, the disciples thought he'd go right away and heal him. It's not right before he died, but he didn't. He let him die. Then he went and he raised him from the dead. Now, I can't understand that. I don't know if you can, but I can't. But Jesus is wonderful, isn't it? Maybe it's because it's a greater miracle. You know, but it was some miracle. That wee girl, you know, the Lord gave her new organs, shrunk her heart down, straightened her up, but she couldn't stand straight. Everything. She married, had a family. She traveled with Paul Roberts for 12 years, getting her testimony of healing. I tell you, it's wonderful, isn't it? Jesus is a healer, praise God. I just want to share with you tonight some scriptures on healing. There's nothing I can tell you you don't know. I suppose I've preached most things, and other brothers here as well. But I think it's good to be reminded what the Word of God says. Praise God. You know, there's a fella sent me a message. He didn't want a friend request me on one of these sites, and he sent a message explaining why. And he doesn't believe anybody could go to heaven. Said that was an error. I had up on a testimony of Marcello. Who's ever heard Marcello's testimony? At 15, as a Jew boy, the Lord visited him. He was seeing, and he saw the Lord. He had an experience where he saw hell and the footprints in the clouds. And this fella sent me this big speed, you know. He didn't believe that nobody could go to heaven. I never said much to him, but I could have answered him. The Spirit gave me the answer straight away. And you know, I could have told him he doesn't believe the Bible then. Because my Bible says, I knew a man, whether in the body or out of it, such an one was caught up to the third heaven. That was Paul the Apostle. So people can be quick to say things. And there's many people today, and they do not believe in the supernatural. And they don't want it, and they want nothing to do with it. But if we're going to claim we're Pentecostal, we have to believe in the supernatural. And better than that, if we believe this Bible, we must believe in the supernatural. But this is a supernatural book. Even in the Old Testament, it's a supernatural book. Praise God. But thank the Lord, I'm in here to talk about that tonight. Let us read James chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, and I won't try and be too long. I want us time to pray. And pray also, my dad's going to preach on Sunday morning. And it's been a while since my dad's preached. And I go down to visit him lots of times and pray with him. And the Lord's definitely touched him. Even the very first service we had here, God really touched him. Amen. He couldn't even get out of that chair at the back, and the Spirit of God told him to rise on his feet. And when he could, the Spirit of God come on him. My people that was here knows that. Praise God. And you know, it was wonderful Sunday morning. Nothing was planned. Keith and his wife, I didn't know they were coming up here or anything about it, just till not long before it. And I offered Brother Keith to preach, but he didn't want to preach it on their anniversary. And you know, that woman was given up to die. His wife that was here on Sunday and prayed for her, they gave her up to die. And she went for all them chemotherapies and the different things, and they almost killed her. But she had to stop taking them. And you know, she lay in a bed, she had an oxygen, one of them machines on, she couldn't breathe without it. And during the lockdown, I preached a sermon on healing. And she did not believe it was God's will to heal everybody. And I preached them that message that it's God's will to heal everybody. And she said that she changed her mind on that doctrine. And that week, the missionaries rang her four times in 1 week to say goodbye, tell her that they wouldn't see her again. They had no faith that God could heal her. And she couldn't breathe without that machine. And she fell out of her bed on her knees and cried to the Lord, and the Lord touched her lungs. And he saw her here on Sunday. She had no machine with her. And she even wrote a song and sang it after that happened. God's able. And I tell you, that wee woman, that testimony, her mother had faith. A lot of people get prayed for, but they don't expect to get healed. They don't really expect to get healed. But we should have faith to believe. No matter what we see or what it looks like, God's word's the truth. He can't fail. Amen. And I'm so glad. And I believe in God for a complete recovery. And the Lord will do it. And I don't think a whole lot of the missionaries in Ranger four times in 1 week to tell her goodbye. I don't think much of them, to be honest with you. I wouldn't have a big lot of time for them. And that's the truth. And I'll tell you something, one of the things that's going about today, that he's giving you false hope. I've been accused of that myself, preaching. That fella's giving you false hope, and he's building you up that God can heal you. Was it a false hope when a preacher says the Lord can save you? Is that false hope as well? Maybe people go to hell and they're not saved at all. Is it a false hope? See, that's not the Bible. None of that's the Bible. There is hope.
Yes.
Romans says, hope maketh not ashamed.
Amen.
For the love of God is spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost was given on us. Thank God for hope. And I tell you, I'm mentioning no names of that man. But I'll tell you one thing now. I don't care what he thinks of Mark Sorello, but he couldn't lace his boots. I'll tell you that now. There's not too many people today could have laced Mark Sorello's boots, as far as I'm concerned. And everything Mark Sorello done, I don't know all about it, but I'll tell you one thing, I know God used him. And I believe he's a man of God. Amen. Nobody believes that. My father was in a meeting where there's a man one leg shorter than another, Mark Sorello's meeting, and he watched that man believe. And that's when the Beatles was the big hit in England. And the Beatles was running about England telling everybody God was fake and God was dead. And Mark Sorello stood on the platform and he said, I hear that the Beatles is telling everybody God's dead. He says, I'm here to represent the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and show you that he's living. And he turned them on to come forward. Mm-hmm. And God healed him on the spot. Mm-hmm. That's the power of God.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I tell you, God's real. Let us read James 5, verse 13 and 16. Let us stand on our feet while we read it. Praise God. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick amongst you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Let us bow our heads tonight, and if you have a need, lift your hand to the Lord while every head's bowed, every eye closed. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the word of truth tonight. We know that your word is the authority. It's no man but your word. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Lord, I pray that you'll sanctify us. That if we've done anything amiss or out of place, you'll forgive us and cleanse us. And wash us in your precious blood. And we shall be whiter than the snow. Fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit, we pray. Lord, we believe you're here. Because you said for two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in the midst of them. And that to bless them. We thank you for your presence tonight. And we thank you for your word tonight. For your word is our absolute. The word of God. Bless your word to their hearts now. Pray especially for the hands raised for safety. Lord, you know every need, what everyone's going through, the prayers that need answered. And Father, we thank you that your ears open to our cry. And we come to you tonight and bring these requests before you. And pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll answer them. And you'll meet the needs for every individual with their hands raised. In Jesus Christ's name. Father, for those we've prayed for, that you'll continue to heal them completely. And for those that need your touch, you'll heal them in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I take the blessed Holy Spirit to help me. And I thank you that you do and can. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, people talk about, I studied the life of such a man, and that's good, and it's good. I've done it, and it's good to study the lives of different men. I'm reading at the moment about George Jeffreys. It's a blessing. It's really a blessing, the whole man's life. But I tell you, some time back, I began to read about the miracles of Jesus. And I began to study about the miracles of Jesus Christ. And when you begin to study the man called Jesus, he's a man to study. And I tell you, when you study him and you realize the many miracles he did, and the Word of God said he went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So who oppressed people? The devil. And a lot of people say that God put sickness on people. But that's a strange thing for me to believe that, because Jesus Christ came to take sickness off people, and he only did his Father's will, and he never went against his Father's will. And if Jesus did his Father's will, and his will was this, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, yes, because he hath anointed me, yes, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord and to set the oppressed free. The opening of the prison doors. So how could God put someone on people and then send Jesus to take it off them? That's a false doctrine. That's a false belief. It is the devil that wants to put sickness on people. It is a demon power. It's a spirit of affliction. There is a spirit of affliction. Blindness is a demon power. Deafness. All them things are spirits. And you know, the lunatic is also a spirit. Epilepsy is a spirit. And Jesus called them demons and spirits. And he cast them out, praise God, with his word. And he healed them. When you look at the many times the lovely Savior, in the short time when he was here on this earth, in his ministry, and he heard the cry of the sick for healing, he heard their cry. Now we preach it that he's the same. Now, if we really believe he is the same, and I do, and I'm sure you do, then why would he not hear our cry today? Have he heard their cry then? And I thought it was wonderful when that young woman, Betty, said, she said that she could offer the Lord nothing. If she had a new dress, which she didn't, she'd offer him it. She could offer him nothing, only her broken, wounded, and afflicted life. She offered him her life, and he took it. And I tell you, not only did the Lord take it, but he changed that life. And he transformed that life. And by the power of God, he used that woman through that tremendous testimony. Amen. And I think that's wonderful tonight. But Jesus heard her cry. And when we study the Bible, and we're going to go through scriptures, and I'm not going to be long, but a brother maybe put them up, and I'm going to go through scriptures, and you can look at them, at the people that the Lord heard the cry. They heard, the Savior heard the cry. How willingly the Savior answered their prayer and healed the sick. He answers prayer and he heals the sick. We've read in James, if any amongst you is afflicted, let him pray. So even before you read, call the elders, it says, let him pray. So the first thing we should do when we're sick is call on the Lord. Amen. We should pray to the Lord. Wherever you are, whether it's at home or at your work or anywhere, if you're sick and afflicted, you need to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. In Matthew 8, verse 2, the leper said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jack Cole preached a sermon one time from this scripture, and Jack Cole said that Jesus corrected the wrong theology in the leper. Because the leper said, if you will, and Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. It was Jesus' will to heal him.
Amen.
There's nobody that you could show me in the Bible what came to the Lord, but the Lord never turned him away and said, I won't heal you. You can't read that nowhere. But people want to tell us today that Jesus has changed, that Jesus doesn't do it today. But that's a contradiction of Scripture. Because the Scripture says in Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's still the same. He never changes. He still remains the same. You can read in the centurion in Matthew 8 and verse 6. The centurion said, my servant lieth homesick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And I tell you, the Lord healed him. The Lord healed him. Praise God. Go with me in the book of Matthew tonight. And there's so many wonderful scriptures in the Bible. Matthew chapter 20. Praise the Lord. Now I might be quoting you the wrong scripture. Sorry, chapter 8. Sorry about that. Chapter 8. I'm quoting you the wrong chapter. Matthew 8. I have it all marked here in this Bible. Verse 5 of Matthew 8. Look at this. And when Jesus was entered in Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, am I not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only? I think a brother Gary even mentioned this or prayed it on Sunday. This very scripture. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He had faith that if Jesus would speak the word, that he would be healed, praise God. Amen. Now go down to verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. I tell you, that's what the Lord's able to do, praise God. Able to heal the sick. And then you go over to chapter 9 in Matthew. In verse 18 of chapter 9. And a certain ruler worked Jesus saying, my daughter. Let's read this. Chapter 9. And you see the many scriptures I have here that's marked out in this Bible here. They're all in healing. Oh, there's a load of them. Look at this page. I'll just show you. Everywhere you see this green is healing. And that Bible, that's only in 2 pages of it.
Amen.
Now when I take my Bible and I read my Bible and I study it, and I hear people say that the Lord doesn't do this and God doesn't do that, you've no Bible left. This Bible is a miracle book. And the man that is in this Bible that we're to preach about and talk about is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's a miracle worker still today.
Amen.
Because he's never changed. Look at verse 18 of Matthew 9. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter even is now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was deceived with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and he saw her. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from the same hour. So he's going to raise somebody from the dead. And before he even gets her, another miracle takes place. Miracles followed Jesus everywhere he went. Hallelujah. And I tell you, we should not follow after miracles, but miracles should follow the true church of God. Now, I'm not talking about some name. I'm talking about the true born-again believers. Mark 16, these signs shall not follow. No, my Bible says follow. Does your Bible say follow? Mine says follow them that believe. Now, look down to verse 24. And he said unto them, give place, For the meat is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. It's not like the day. They don't believe in the day. They don't believe in miracles, and they certainly do not believe in raising the dead. Might have some laugh at you if you talk like that. You know, when I first met Dixon Kondozie, many years ago, and you remember when that man came here to start, the power of God was on him. Nobody in this room could deny that. I saw a man in Dublin, and his foot was diseased. He'd been to every doctor clinic in Belgium and England and all over, and he couldn't get it fixed. And Dixon prayed for him, and God healed him on the spot. And the next morning he came, and he danced round the car park in front of everybody, because God had healed him. And Brother Bishop was dying in the hospital, and the nurses and doctors say, "You're wasting your time, he'll never come out of here. The only thing that's keeping him going is these machines." And Dixon and me went into the hospital, and he prayed for him, and he was preaching in the week meeting hall in Bond Bridge. And he stopped in the middle of his message, and he said, "Bishop, you're coming round now." And Stringbreaker George, as we nicknamed him from Dublin, ran outside and rang the hospital, and they said, "Your friend has just come out of a coma."
Amen.
And he's woken up. And that man's living the day and has a family. So whether he's serving God or not, that's not Dixon's job. That's his own job. But I tell you, God healed him, and God touched him. And you know, in Africa, a man walked for over a day to Dixon Kondozie's house, and he said, "Dixon, my son's dead. And the funeral arrangements have been made, but I felt God told me to come and get you to pray for him." And Dixon said, "What can I do if he's dead? But I'll go with you anyway." And he went with them, and it took another day. By the time they got there, they were ready to bury him and put him in the ground. And he knelt down and he prayed. And when he said amen, the man who was dead said amen. Now, I know people don't believe that, but it makes no difference. They didn't believe this either when Jesus done it. And though they'll quote you from Luke's gospel. They'll quote you about the rich man and the poor man. And they'll say, "Nobody can come back from the dead. There's a scripture for it." That's what they'll quote you. That's to take that scripture totally out of context. That's what they do. And you know, at Reinhard Bonnke's meeting, the man that was dead, and he saw heaven and he wrote in the fire. How many heard that testimony? Well, they don't believe it either. How many heard the testimony of Ian McCormick that was bitten with a black jellyfish? Well, they say it's fake as well. See, they don't believe anything that's supernatural. Now, I'm telling you, when you read books of the history of revivals, and you read books that's written by men like that, you're reading the wrong book, I can guarantee you that. As you imagine if this Bible was written by men like that? You wouldn't have the book of Acts to start with. You wouldn't have when the Holy Ghost come on them and they were a drunk man. You wouldn't have for Peter and John went up to the gate called Beautiful. None of them things would be in the Bible. You wouldn't have the scripture for God shook the jail like a ship in the rough sea and the bars flung open and the man was going to kill himself for the sword and the servant of God said, "Do thyself no harm, we're all here." And he fell down and said, "What must I do to be saved?" You wouldn't have that either, because they wouldn't believe in the supernatural power of God.
Amen.
It all has to be according to our man and the book. Their book. But I tell you, I'm following a different man. His name's Jesus. And this is his book here. And I believe this book. Do you believe this book?
Amen.
This is the book we're to follow and preach from tonight. Praise God. And he said unto them, "Get place." Verse 25. And when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all the land. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? That's what our Lord is able to do, praise God. The issue of blood dried up. Look at verse 27 of our same scripture, sight restored. And when the two departed, thence two blind men followed him crying, and saying, "Thy son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto him, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" And they said unto him, "Yea, Lord." You know what happened the day if they were asked that question? I better ask my man what he thinks. And you know what wee woman, Betty, that was healed? Her mother asked the pastor. And the pastor said, "Don't build your hopes up. God no longer does that today." And you know what her mother said? "Well, I'll have to go with the pastor." No, she didn't. She said the pastor's not my absolute. The Word of God is. And no matter what the pastor says, I believe this book. And she believed the book, and God honored that, and God healed Betty. Praise God. And here these blind men, praise God, he says they said they believed it. Isn't that right? And verse 28, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. You know, people think Jesus only healed one blind man, where he spat in the ground and made clay of a spittle. That's a totally other scripture. There's many cases for blind people were healed in the days of Jesus. And I tell you, we haven't even got out of chapter 9 yet, and look how many things the Lord's done. In one chapter alone, look at the miracles. Now you think of that tonight, and throw that into the light of doctrine, what people's preaching and believing today, that Jesus doesn't do anything, and you'd have to get rid of this Bible. Thank God he's supernatural still tonight. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that you know no man, that no man know it. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Look over with me to chapter 15 of Matthew. And I just want to show you scriptures. And I know we know these scriptures, but how many knows it's good to hear the Word of God again? To be reminded of the miracle power of Jesus Christ. This is the Syconian woman, a woman of Canaan, crying to Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. Chapter 15, verse 22. Praise God. Then Jesus went thence and departed. And here's the woman, verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. She knew it was a devil. You know what happens today? They're trying to give tablets to devils.
Yes.
I hope you're hearing me. Yeah. The doctor on the medication is trying to give tablets to demons. A tablet will not cast the devil out, neither will a coat. But the anointing of God will. The power of the Holy Ghost will. Do you hear me tonight? I tell you, Jesus was anointed. Verse 22-23. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she worshipping him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. I tell you, look, there's not some scripture. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master table. When Jack Cole preached one time from a scripture similar to this, he said, she said, Lord, just throw me a crumb. That's what you're saying, Lord, throw me a crumb. And the Lord said, all right. Amen. Amen. Throw me a crumb. A crumb's all you need. The one touch of the master is paramount. Praise God. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise God. That's what Jesus is able to do. When Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, there came a certain man kneeling down and saying unto him, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic, sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I besought the disciples, they could not cure him. Matthew 17. You know, when I preached from this scripture in the lockdown, the light came in the room. How many saw that light during the lockdown? Anybody in this room see it? Praise God. Some of you saw it, some of you never saw it. It's not important who saw it and who didn't see it. But when I took this scripture and I preached this, the power of God came in the room. Because the Spirit of God showed me that just because the disciples had no faith did not stop the faith and the move of Jesus.
Amen.
He's faith. And a lot of people blame everything why the Lord won't do it. But if we have real faith, God will do it. Amen.
Amen.
And unbelief is sin. How many knows that? Let's go over and read this scripture, Matthew chapter 17. Praise God. Matthew 17, verse 15 and 16. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore backed, and oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the waters. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And that's what's the problem today. There's a lot of people, and the disciples is not fit to cure them. But that doesn't stop Jesus doing it. And because the disciples not fit to cure somebody, don't preach a sermon that Jesus doesn't heal no more.
Amen.
Jesus still heals. And if nobody had the faith to do it, he's still a healer.
Yes,
hallelujah. And I tell you, it's like William Branham said, if your faith's not enough to do it, don't stop the man that has the faith to do it. Now they're condemning these disciples because these same disciples got a faith increase. How many know that? Later on, their faith went up.
Yes.
And they worked miracles, signs, and wonders.
Amen.
But on this occasion, their faith must have been low, for they weren't fit to do it. Amen. Lord, have mercy on my son. And I besought him, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. He didn't say, it's not for you disciples to do it. It's only for me. He never said that. He said, you have no faith. Hallelujah. Not what he said. Verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil. He didn't give him a tablet. He didn't say there, take these tablets so many times a day, and you'll have no more have depression. And then take this tablet another day, and it'll cure anxiety. He never gave him a tablet. He gave him the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The power of God injection.
Yes.
That's what he gave him. I can tell you, there's too many tablets. You would be surprised the people that's living on drugs. Living on tablets from the doctor for depression and oppression and depression. Half this country's living on tablets. And they ever read the small print on the tablet box, I'll tell you, they think twice before they take the tablets.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the tablet we need.
Amen.
Amen. Tablet for this, a tablet for that. And I know those tablets can do you good. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, don't take a tablet. But I'm telling you, I know people, and they're on depression tablets, all young people, full of depression. Living on tablets. And I know one young man, and his stuff ran out recently, and there was not one thing wrong with him when it ran out. And he was in an awful fix that he would get it again for it to run out. And he convinced himself that he'd been in an awful fix if he didn't get more of them tablets. And yet with all, he was a month without them. And you know, did you know the medical? The medical one time done a program, and they done a what do you call that? You know, for your test out stuff. And they proved that they give people sugar tablets for ailments, and they said they were cured taking a sugar tablet. Now the sugar tablet never cured them, but it sent a sweetness in the body to the brain, and they thought they were cured. And because they thought they were cured, they were cured, for they testified it. And I tell you, the devil wants us to testify, I'm depressed today. I'm not feeling good today. That's what the devil wants you to get out of bed and confess you're depressed. You should get out of bed and say, Jesus, I don't know what the day holds, but as long as you're with me, I'm all right. Hallelujah!
Amen.
I used to have a saying, and Brother Yule knows it, I never missed it in the morning. The first thing I used to do when I got into the work van every morning was I used to get into that van and I used to say, it's good to be up this morning, washed in the blood of Jesus, and on your road to heaven, shouting the victory. Every morning. And that's before smoking was banned. And there's two fellas used to smoke and smoke and smoke and choked everybody in the van. So I decided I'd cure that. So I brought the Bible. And Brother Yule can tell you, I started reading it. And they said, you better stop reading that Bible. And I said, you better stop smoking them cancer sticks. Amen. And I kept preaching till they stopped smoking. And Brother Yule knows that's the truth. I tell you, God's real. God is real. Look at chapter 17, verse 15 and 16. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic. The Lord healed him. The Lord delivered him. The Lord cast the devil out of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All that God would have to. I'm not saying that I have some super faith that you don't. I'm not saying that. Every one of us needs faith in God. We need to believe God. The only way to have it, you know the cure? Hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. We don't need to hear an opinion. We need to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We don't need to hear our mind. You hear so much today, I need to ask Armand. Wonder what Armand thinks about it. Well, Armand should be Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
That's who Armand should be. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
As Jesus departed from Jericho, two blind men sitting by the wayside. So there was two earlier, here's another two. I told you, if you think you only healed one blind man, you're not reading the right Bible. There's loads of cases. Chapter 20 of Matthew. And we're still in Matthew. Matthew chapter 20, verse 30. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, thy son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thy son of David. And I tell you, when you start to preach healing, a lot of people talk. You want to hear what he's getting them people to believe. He's building them up with a false hope. That's like saying a man that's going to hell, a man preaches salvation. He's building them up for a false hope that he can save them from hell. It's a true hope.
Yeah.
Not a false hope. Jesus saves me, heals. Verse 32, Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I do unto you? Hallelujah. What will ye that I do unto you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 33, they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. They knew what they wanted. Do you know what you've come for tonight? I know we don't need perhaps one of these miracles, but maybe someone else. We need to tell the Lord. And I tell you what the wonderful of the Lord said, what will ye that I do unto you?
Amen.
Amen. Say what you want. That's what God's saying to these men. Tell them what you want. And I'm going to do it for you. People say God doesn't do that. I don't believe that. Well, here he done it. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I should do unto you? I want you to notice someone in this scripture. He stood still. I tell you, if we can call on the Lord and get him to stand still amongst us for one moment, miracles will happen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Hallelujah! Their eyes opened immediately. I'm going to have to close. The time's gone. I believe sickness, we should be praying for God to move. I believe we should be sincere. We should pray. We shouldn't give in. Shouldn't give up. We should believe God. Believe that God can do it. Still today. His words are seen. He's never changed. He's never failed. Let me encourage tonight. Brother and sister, I want to encourage you. Whatever you ever need, I'll ask the Lord. If you can get him to stand still for a moment, a miracle will happen. What will you that I do for you? Soon as he stood still, what will you that I do for you? And they said that our eyes might be opened. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're praying about tonight. My heart's desire, my deepest desire, the Lord knows it, is that my children would all be saved, every one of them. That's my utmost, deepest desire. I believe in miracles, but salvation, I believe, yes, it's more important. I believe that, oh Lord. That's my heart's desire tonight. What will you that I do for you? That you'll save my children, that you'll save my brother, that you'll save my sister. What will you do for you if you stand still for a moment? I believe he's able to do it. Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. Your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. It is the truth, the way, the truth, the life. Lord, you stood still. These men cried unto you. And your word says you stood still and said, what will you that I do for you? Lord Jesus, tonight we would desire to find favor before you this evening, even as these men found that favor before you. And Father, we would ask you this evening, Lord, if you're asking, what will we do for you that our families would be saved? Lord, that our sons and our daughters and nephews and nieces, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, all that's represented in this house tonight, that's near and dear to every person under this roof, Lord, that they've saved every one of them. Lord, that you'd cover them with your precious blood. Lord, that you'd speak to them in the night watches. Lord, that you'd move upon them with the power of your spirit. Lord, that you'd draw them and woo them to yourself, and that you'd save them for all time and all eternity. Lord, we thank you for the people you've recently brought in and saved and restored and delivered. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus Christ's name. We thank you for the prayers you've answered. We thank you for the prayer you're going to answer. And we thank you that we believe you're here tonight. In our midst, Lord, we're confessing you're here. Because your word says, for two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst tonight to bless us. Father, I pray for every brother and every sister under this roof tonight. Father, that you'll bless them, that you'll strengthen them, that you'll meet their every need in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for those that's not here tonight that sit in these chairs, that you'll bless every one of them, that you'll strengthen every one of them, that you'll move upon every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray again for John Deal, that you indeed will touch him, that you'll raise him up, that you'll save him, that you'll save Florence, that you'll save Jeffrey and Jackie and all the family circle. Oh God, that you'll reach them with your great salvation in Jesus' precious name. Father, for others in this room, Lord, and others representative, that you'll move upon them, move in their homes, move in their families, move in their children, and save them, everyone, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we know we're living in evil days, but we've got you, Lord. Lord, these women cried to you and called upon you. And you said, Lord, it's not meat to feed the bread to dogs. Lord, they said, throw us a crumb. Father, this evening, throw us a crumb. Feed us, Lord, in the finest of the wheat. You're the bread that cometh down from heaven. Lord, we believe that tonight. You're the great shepherd that giveth us life for the sheep. Lord, you said, beloved, we shall above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. Move in our homes in the way of health and strength and blessing upon our children, upon our wives, upon each and every one here tonight. Lord, strengthen the dad. Give him a complete deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name, strengthen the mom. Give her complete strength to recovery. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for others that need your touch tonight, may the hand of the Lord be upon them. Father, have your way, we pray. We ask, Lord, that when you come in this door, that you'll meet with us, that you'll bless us, that you'll move upon us. We pray for Brother Keith and Sister Candace. Father, that you bless that dear sister, that you bring her to full health and full strength in the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that you might know the power of God come through her body and making her everyone whole in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, you can't fail tonight, and you're not a man that you should lie. We believe your word. Help our unbelief, Lord. Forgive us with our shortcomings and failures, and cleanse us and wash us in your precious blood. Help us to love one another, Lord. Help us to put our brother before ourselves. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Father, now we ask for your blessing in this service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's continue just to seek the Lord tonight.